Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show. I am so glad you could join us. This podcast has been growing substantially. We've been skyrocketing, and I am super excited to talk to you about asking for what you want. This episode is called Just Ask for What You Want. Imagine getting what it is that you want by just asking. So many people hold themselves back from making that ask for different fears, for different beliefs. And today, we're going to dig into a few examples of things that have happened to me that I want to share with you so that you can change up your game. Always ask yourself, what will happen if I ask nothing? This is by Kamand Kujuri, this quote. Very powerful. What would happen if you ask nothing? Think about that. There are many times I wanted to ask for something, and I held myself back. Why, you ask? The reasons ranged from thinking that someone was too busy or they're not interested. They might laugh at me, think that I was asking too much, thinking too big, or thinking that I needed to be in a long-term friendship or relationship in order to make an ask. I have learned that if I am curious, simply asked, and took genuine interest in someone, that they would be more than happy to help me majority of the time. And sometimes the ask leads to building the relationship. I didn't need to have the relationship first, the relationship built after, which is very powerful. It can work both ways. It's all what we have had beliefs in our past of different habits and processes that we have been accustomed to and we're afraid to challenge the grain. We need to do everything a certain way because that's the way we've always done it. But imagine if you change things up, what would happen for you? So one of my greatest lessons of asking actually backfired on me. When I was asking a presenter at a real estate seminar, I asked him if I could pick his brain. I do not recommend this technique. Here's what happened. He told me to hold on to my thought and until after the break. And that's when he pulled me up on in front of 200 people and asked me, what did I do wrong? I was embarrassed. He used me as a lesson for many. And I learned very quickly not to use the phrase, can I pick your brain again? My ask was, how can I become a motivational speaker? I was inspired watching him capture the attention of everyone in the room. They listened from the edge of their seats. I wanted to be able to deliver great value and do the same. He explained that I could learn, according to him, what did I do wrong? I was asking for something for nothing. He explained that I could learn through volunteer opportunities or paying someone to teach me. Then he asked the audience if there was anyone who knew anything about becoming a motivational speaker and that what the path entailed because he didn't see himself as a motivational speaker. Several people raised their hands and he told them to connect with me at the end of the session and he proceeded on with his talk. And that day, I learned what it took to become a motivational speaker. It's not my approach to teaching someone a lesson like he did, but it was effective for me. I learned many of the steps I needed to learn, and now I speak on stages sharing my message of empowering women, leadership, motivation, business, emotional intelligence, and personal development. Another ask, I was rejected. I was in the middle of planning a surprise Disney vacation and I had asked my boss at the time for some time off. She refused. I was disappointed and frustrated. But later that week, I had went to a one-day seminar with my mentor, Jack Canfield, and he asked us to do an exercise with a partner, discuss something that we were recently frustrated by about the outcome or something that we really wanted. And of course, my trip was it. We were to think about how we could ask or what we needed to consider when asking and the timing of the ask. Determined I was going on this trip, I dressed up very professionally. I went in on my day off and I asked again with conviction, explaining how important the trip was to my family and I, and what I was willing to do to make it happen. Do you think about what are you willing to do to make things happen? I still remember my boss sitting back in her chair and she said, "Wow, what a negotiator. Imagine if I never asked, because guess what? The answer was yes, go ahead." I still remember that to this day, and I remind myself, if I never went back and asked again, I wouldn't have went on the trip and had so many fabulous memories with my family. The answer is always no, unless you ask. And sometimes you need to ask and do it again and do it again. There have been other times I've talked myself out of asking, saying, "What's the point? Why bother? The point is, it's important to you. That's why you need to bother. That's why it matters. Do you feel that you deserve it? Do you feel that you make others feel bad because you're getting what you want? Do you assume that you already know the answer before even asking? You could be wrong. I was." Shortly after the manuscript was submitted for my co-author book, GPS, Your Best Life, and it was on its way to production, I wanted to submit a proposal outline for my very own book. I had drafted a concept. It was rudimentary. I hemmed and I hawed about pressing the send button and making the ask. I kept telling myself I needed a deeper relationship, or at least gone out for dinner with the publisher before I could have a book published, even though I was already booked to have my book published with her already. Finally, I hit the send button at 2:30 in the morning. And by 9 in the morning, I had an email saying, "Flush it out with the editor and we'll have you a contract." I was so excited, but that's when the work began. You never know until you make the ask. We do not ask enough, at least not as much as we should be, to get what we want. What is it going to hurt you by making your ask? Worried about feeling foolish? Have you ever felt foolish before? Chances are you have, and you're still here. The world did not end. Pay attention to how you're asking. And when you're asking, is it the right time? Know what you're asking for, who you need to be asking, that will make the decision. Make sure you're in front of the decision maker. Another lesson of mine learned, another story for another day. If you get flustered about asking, write down a basic script as to what you want to say. You may not read it word for word, but you can have it by your side so you don't miss on the important points that you want to make. And looking at those points, you can jog your memory so that you have those points that you want to stress or share. Throw in a smile when you make your ask. Ensure that it is genuine. Otherwise, the first impression may be, run, they want something from us. A positive attitude and a genuine interest in others is a great way to build rapport and trust that you need for someone to say yes and want to do business with you or just connect with you. What ask do you want to make? What are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the ask. And if you don't, someone else will be. I'm going to leave you with one final quote by Kate McGann. What if you find out at the end of life that you could have had all you ever wanted if you only asked for it? I'm going to just repeat that one more time. What if you find out at the end of life you could have had all you ever wanted if you only asked for it? What are you waiting for? What ask is it that you want to achieve? Start asking today. You never know when the yes is going to be there, but if you try only once, you could be closing your door to opportunity. I'm so glad that you joined us on the Millionaire Woman Show today. I hope this podcast has inspired you to take the actions necessary to really get what it is that you want. This could be in your business. This could be growing within an organization. It could be even just what you want in your life. You can't sit back any longer. You need to take the actions necessary. So start asking for what it is that you want. I would love for you to subscribe to our Success Secrets newsletter. Comes out twice a month. We don't spam anyone. We do have offerings and we want to share the highest value of information to help you grow and get what you want. So, but you miss out on all of that if you don't sign up. So you need to go to www.deborahkozowski.com and put in your name and email. I promise you, again, we're not going to be spamming you. We don't sell your name to lists or anything like that. Your information is protected. And you will get, right now, you're going to get the free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. You can listen to it right away. And I would love to hear how this podcast has impacted you. So if you could email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. I respond and read every email that comes in my box because I'm excited to hear about how these topics are impacting you. We have listeners all over the world, Canada, US, Australia, UK, Japan, Australia, Belgium, India. We have them everywhere. And we'd love to hear from our listeners. The other thing I would love for you to do is go to iTunes, give us a 5-star high five, write us a review, share this podcast with your family, your friends, your colleagues, so that they can live their life rich from the inside out using the principles of leadership, business, and human potential. As Mohammed Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And I want to leave you with making your day great. Have a great one. See you on the next podcast.